This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in early January here in 2019. And we're talking about Burgio International, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol BRGO. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Behrs Abajian. Behrs, welcome to the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me back, Everett. It's always exciting to get back and discuss our company, Burgio.
You know, excitement, that's putting it mildly. You did a 10,000 for one reverse split stock. Why did you do that? Bring my listeners up to speed. Where do we go from here?
Well, listen, it's not a favorable move, but I had to take a big move forward with hopefully the last reverse that we're going to encounter. We had to find our way after coming out of Russia. It was difficult 5 years. We find out now the direction we're going to take the company. I know people are looking at it in a brick and mortar store. They're not doing well. But the way we are approaching this, it's very different than any other brick and mortar store. It's a brand brick and mortar store, and it's in resort and casino and in five-star hotels. And so this is now we find the direction. We love the bottom line. We love the gross margins are amazing. So we had to, now that we opened the second store and under our belt, and now that we know the ins and outs of opening stores, we felt that now we have to address the stock and look at it in a serious way, because we need the capital market to be able to grow. So we decided to do a big reverse. We had a 5 billion shares out there, and we didn't have any trading going on. Any serious trading. And so finally we decided to do this. It took a while. It took 6 months, but it was very difficult. They call me the most persistent CEO on Wall Street. So I just kept on pushing forward. I pushed forward, and we got it approved last week. And it's not bad. I got calls from my very important broker. They said the stock is performing amazingly. We already traded 25% of the stock already traded through the market and at a nice base. And now from here, we just can push it up and move forward. But before, I'm not looking at the stock to move up. We have to improve our revenue. And that, in a way, would reflect into the stock, the price of the stock.
Expansion. I know that there's rumors around there thinking about opening up a third store. Why now? And where was that going to be at?
That's for sure. We have two contracts right now for two stores, not one store. But we are, one will be the in the first quarter of next year, and one I'm trying to do it before in the fourth quarter of this year. But again, I'm waiting for the capital market to see how much funding we can get to do this, because we opened the first two stores with our own financing. It's a little difficult. But right now we need to have the capital market to move forward. Also, we have possibly of a possible negotiation of a merger. We're trying to see different, in the jewelry industry. So, but that's nothing to discuss right now. It's not, it's just in a preliminary discussion. So that will be down the road. But definitely expansion is in our sight, and we need to do this with the proper expansion, with the proper margins, with proper revenues. It will definitely reflect on the stock price.
You know, you guys are a boutique upscale jewelry store. What is the future of that industry? I've heard a lot of brick and mortars going out of business. Everybody's going to the internet, buying things. What are your thoughts on that, Behrs?
Well, let me tell you something, Everett. I look at this industry in a different lens. Okay, all the jewelers, they just follow each other. They buy, they just get brands and just add it to their store, and they depend on the coattail of that brand. I'm trying to create my own coattail. Okay, this year I was gutsy enough to create our own handbags manufactured in Florence, Italy. It's one of the subcontractors of Ferragamo. We are introduce our belts, our wallets, so we're trying to give them different kind of angles. And my boutique is unique because it's not a jewelry store, it's an experience. You come into the store, you have an experience of Burgio. You have my everything you touch is me. Whatever I feel, whatever I do, whatever I design. That's very important. And so we are different because we're not just selling jewelry. Again, we also introduced this year, which is a very gutsy move, our own fashion line of jewelry, which is all fashion jewelry made in silver and CZs. And that has been very successful. So, I mean, we are trying to dissect the whole industry and the revenue stream. So not to be depending on high-end jewelry, because that industry has taken a hit because of the millennium. They're not spending that much money on really fine jewelry. They only buy a diamond and that's it. You don't see them for the next 20 years. Okay, so here we're trying to give them an experience. So when the guy buys an engagement ring from us, comes back, buy a wallet for himself, buys a little bag for his wife, he doesn't have to go crazy with us spending $5,000-$10,000. So we're trying to create that energy, and it's working. Atlantic City is doing amazing. For the first year, launching is amazing. Cloister is okay, but it's not what I like it to be. But it's doing okay. Now, by adding all these stores, eventually all this will be rolling out. And also, my future vision also is to introduce our accessory line to one of the big department stores to present it to them. I was not ready right now, because I had a lot on my plate, but now that the public world is done,
absolutely,
I have to create a beautiful catalog. I have to create a beautiful presentation to present those to a Neiman or a Saks or a Bloomingdale's. They're not going to just go with one bag to them, you know. So it's a different presentation. My next vision is once I get the capital market, then I'm going to jump back into wholesale, but in a different level, in a different angle, that if we get paid, we don't have to wait 6 months to get paid.
I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds closing arguments here. Like I said, it's been about 9 months since you've been on the show. What do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
I want to tell the stockholders, whoever listens to this, don't ever bet against me. This is Bergio. This is me. I have my name on the door. I have put a lot behind this company, and we are going someplace that is very different than anywhere that we have been before. I saw a new direction. I look at the jewelry industry in different lens, and I'm moving that direction. The margins are amazing. We didn't have a great second quarter, but retail was off for everybody in the second quarter. But the third quarter is very promising. And the margins, even with the bad revenue numbers in the second quarter, our margins were amazing. So now this third quarter is coming through. We just closed it. It's amazing again. The margins are good. The bottom line is good. So we're on the direction. It still needs some work, but we're definitely on the right direction. Now we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a boutique upscale jewelry store, look no further than Bergio International, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BRGO. Bears, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. You know I'm a fan of yours. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you for having me, Everett. I know you're a fan, and thank you for, again, having me on your station. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.